Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is April 5th, 2015. So let's take a look at the week that was and see how planetary patterns in the zodiac have been affecting life on Earth. On March 23rd, Mars joined Venus in Aries. That put the planet of action, Mars, together with the planet of compromise and agreements, Venus, in the sign of leadership and getting things done, Aries. Thus, there was the potential for finally making some headway in ongoing negotiations. Last week, Iran and world powers, led by the United States, finally agreed to a framework for downgrading Iran's nuclear weapons capability in return for the suspension of the Western powers' economic sanctions on Iran. Overall, the deal will remove two-thirds of Iran's capacity to build a nuclear bomb and allow observers to monitor the remaining capacity for 10 years. But whether you are pro-deal or anti-deal, remember that this is just the first phase. Much more work needs to be done, and by that time, the planets will be in a completely different arrangement. Based on its birth chart, the USA is currently in a sun sub-period. The sun rules Leo, the sign in the ninth house of the USA chart. The ninth house is beliefs, religion, the morals and ethics of the country. Well, there was a major uproar last week over Indiana's new so-called Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which evidently makes it possible for a business owner, under the guise of the right to religious freedom, to deny service to anyone who they feel offends their moral sensibilities. Despite Indiana Governor Mike Pence's protestations, law obviously could be used to discriminate towards gays, lesbians, transgenders, and so forth, and has been dubbed the Religious Bigotry Enabling Act by the LGBT community. And then, while all this was trying to sort itself out, the Arkansas legislature passed its own version of a Religious Freedom Act, which the governor of Arkansas, Asa Hutchinson, at first said he was going to sign, and then, smelling the stink of massive national disapproval, he pulled back. Anyway, at this point, both legislatures are busy making their laws more palatable to the general public. The USA will soon be moving on to a new sub-period, the moon sub-period, and the focus will then shift to another part of the country's karma. And, across the pond, they're off! The British Parliament was dissolved at midnight last Monday, marking the official start of what already looks to be a bitter and bad-tempered effort to win the minds, if not the hearts, of Britain's electorate. Mars, planet of action, is in Aries, sign of getting things going, a great combination for fast-moving events. Mars is soon to be joined by Mercury, planet of communications and the media. Mars will heat up Mercury and the media. Mars plus Mercury is great for arguments. British politicians, arguing is serious stuff. Things got off to a smashing start last Thursday with the only televised debate featuring both of the two main contenders, Prime Minister David Cameron and Labour leader Ed Miliband, the so-called Leaders' Debate. The leaders of the seven political parties battled it out in a head-swimmingly hectic night of live televised bickering. Here's the chart of the debate, which kicked off at 8 p.m. London time, last Thursday, April 2nd. And from the chart, we can see that, well, the debate didn't really solve anything. The candidates got lost in a morass of details, nitpicking, backbiting, typical of what you would expect with a Virgo ascendant containing Rahu. And Mercury, the main significator of reasons, ideas, and discussion, is wrapped up with K2, the significator of chaos. And so it was. Just for a peek at what lies ahead, here's the chart of the election, which will be on May 7th, commencing at 7 a.m. London time. Well, this looks highly problematic. The Mars-Mercury combination will still be together, but by May 7th, it's in Taurus, and here, prominently displayed in the ascendant. Furthermore, Mars, planet of combat and anger, is aimed directly at Saturn, the planet of the established order. And, during the very day of the election, the moon is changing signs, switching its allegiance from underhanded Scorpio to independent-minded Sagittarius. Well, it looks from this setup that the existing power structure is going to get kicked to the curb. Anyway, I'll have more on the UK elections in coming shows. Okay, that'll do it for this week's Review of the Week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at Astro News Report. Until next week.